Reading of 100 Days of Praise on page 75 and 76 and 77. 1 Peter 1 and 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again unto a lively hope by resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Put on the whole armor of God. It's time to take dominion that will cause your presence to shun the very presence of evil. Be strategic in your worship. You may need to break a cycle of setbacks and defeat. Embrace true love and putting on the peace through faith in what the word says. Think of his most beautiful things. Take your stands. You are already victorious. One of my favorite scripture is Ephesians 6. I encourage you to take it day by day and apply before you go to bed at night and when you wake up in the morning. Ephesians 6. Child, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. And he, fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Servants, be obedient to them that are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling in singleness of your heart as unto Christ, not with eye service as men pleasers, but as the servant of Christ, doing the will of God for the heart, with good will, doing service as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or free. And he, masters, do the same things unto them, forbearing, threatening, knowing that your master also is in heaven, neither is there respect of person with him. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, and against rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Therefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayers and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. And for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mysteries of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak, but that ye also may know my affairs and how I do treacherous our beloved brother and faithful ministers in the Lord shall make known to you all things whom I have sent unto you for the same purpose, that ye might know our fears and that ye might comfort your hearts. Peace be to the brethren and love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be with you all that love our Lord Jesus Christ in sincerity. Amen. In this phase of your praise, be sure to add some point of contact. Apply some anointing oil to your head, lips, eyes, ears, nose, hands, and feet. You can anoint the area or the instrument you are using in your time of praise. Praise God for His love. Praise the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song. Is praise in the assembly of His faithful people. Let Israel rejoice in their Maker. Let the people of Zion be glad in their King. Let them praise His name with dancing and make music for Him with timbrel and harp. For the Lord takes delight in His people. He crowns the humble with victory. Let His faithful people rejoice in His honor and sing for joy on their bed. May the praise of God be in their mouths and a double-edged sword in their hands, to inflict vengeance on the nation and punishment on the people, to bind their kings with fetters, their nobles with shackles of iron, to carry out the sentence written against them. This is the glory of all His faithful people. Praise the Lord. Praise Him. Lord, I want to thank You, Lord, for today reading page 75, 76, and 77 of 100 Days of Praise. Father, this is the day that You have made, and I pray today that whomever is reading this book, Lord, and Father God, taking it with them, oh God, on a journey throughout their days, Lord God, I pray Your blessings. I pray Your restoration. I pray Your joy. I pray Your peace. I pray Your love. I pray Your prosperity, Lord. I pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Your well-being, Lord. I pray, Father God, that, oh God, that You will break every bondage, break every yoke, everything, oh God, that so easily beset them, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that, Father, nothing will be lacking, nothing will be missing from their life, mighty God, in the name of Jesus, and that You will restore, oh God, the things that the canker worm, the caterpillar worm, and the locusts have eaten, mighty God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I thank You, Father God, for Your blessings, that, oh God, when they read this book, oh God, when they encounter this book, mighty God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, they will come across, oh God, the new tangible things in their life, new beginnings, oh God, new doors will be opened for them, mighty God, new, oh God, in the name of Jesus, abilities, mighty God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, new giftings, new ideas, mighty God, new strength, Father God, new people, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh God, and any other voice that would speak, Lord God, when this book is being read, mighty God, in the name of Jesus, we silence every voice. We silence every diabolical voice of the adversary that don't want Your word. And, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that, Father God, what You, oh God, are about to do, Lord God, to go forth, mighty God, the adversary, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that is trying to stop the blessings and the purposes, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh God, of Your people, mighty God. Father God, You said send Judah first, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, in Your word, oh God. And as Judah goes for first, mighty God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that the enemy, oh God, will hear the sound, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and run without no one chasing them, mighty God. Father God, I pray, mighty God, that, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that Your love endures forever. Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh God, and that Your agape love, Lord God, endures forever, oh God. And that, oh God, anyone that does not love, does not know You, mighty God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. This book is about love. This book is about knowing You. This book is about loving You. This book is about worshiping You, mighty God. And anyone that come across this book, mighty God, may their heart be restored. May their soul be set free. May they become delivered, oh God, from the hands of the enemy. Mighty God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh God, I thank You for your blessings. I thank you for your restoration. I thank you for your peace. I thank you for your joy. I thank you for your love. I thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for healing. May healing come forth, oh God, from this book, mighty God. May, oh God, the pages speak healing. May the pages, oh God, in the name of Jesus, may, oh God, healing jump off the pages of this book, oh God. Heal cancer. Heal, oh God, diabetes. Heal, oh God, in the name of Jesus, every form of sickness, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Heal pneumonia. Heal, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, even, oh God, a small little cut. Mighty God, in the mighty name of Jesus, you are a healer. You are a deliverer. You said, oh God, in your word, with your stripes, we are healed. Mighty God, I thank you, Father God, for what you are about to do. In the name of Jesus, that eyes have not seen and ears have not heard. Mighty God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I thank you, Father God. It is a new beginning. I decree and declare today, oh God, the day of new beginning. Oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh God, this is the chapter that you have written, mighty God. This is a seed that you have planted in the earth, mighty God, in the name of Jesus, and must come forth and must grow in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh God. And nothing can stop it. Nothing can block it. I decree and declare it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that anything that tried to stop it, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh God, that you, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, will take care of it, mighty God, because, oh God, in the name of Jesus, your word says, oh God, by the power and the authority, that in the name of Jesus, no man cometh to the Father but by you, mighty God, in the name of Jesus Christ. And I thank you, Father God, for your glory. I thank you what you're about to do in people's lives, that souls will be saved, souls will be set free and delivered in the mighty name of Jesus. They'll come to know you as Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, I thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lele bro shakata mahandi biya sondolo da branda basata. Kele de bronda basikiri biando loro seketele de bronda babandi asata. I seal it with the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Lada dodo seketele de bronda babasiki. Go forth. Be as pure gold. In the name of Jesus. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May his face shine upon you. And may he give you peace. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.